Welcome to the Bone Coach Show, dedicated to helping you understand all things related to diet, lifestyle, bone health, and how you can live and thrive with low bone density and osteoporosis. I'm your host, Kevin Ellis, certified health coach, health and wellness speaker, and above all else, your bone coach. After being diagnosed with osteoporosis in my early 30s, I transformed my health through diet and lifestyle and now help my clients and community members do the same through my online coaching practice, BoneCoach.com. Look, there are no quick and easy cures for low bone density, but the choices we make every single day can have a powerful impact on our bones, our health, and our general well-being. I'll share the research, interview the experts, and help you figure out how to get the conditions right in your body so you can better your bones through diet and lifestyle. Short disclaimer, I'm not a medical doctor, and this show should not be considered medical advice. Always consult with your healthcare team before making medical decisions and changes to your diet and lifestyle. With that being said, let's get on with the show.
The media called horns growing off the skulls of children. What that means is there's abnormal bony growths. They're coming off the skulls because we have so much aberrant pressure, meaning abnormal pressure, from this forward head postural presentation. And so we're actually seeing a change in bony presentation because we've changed our posture. We're designed again to be upright. Proper posture is when your ears are aligned over your shoulders and your shoulders are back so that you don't have that increased C-shaped spinal curvature like this. That's called a postural hyperkyphosis. So when you see this, this is an indication of a postural fall or postural distortion pattern. That more than 70% of school-age children right now have moderate to severe forward head posture, meaning even more than 70% had forward head posture, but already moderate to severe. And so imagine the health consequences that these children will have.
If you haven't done so already, especially if you're newly diagnosed with osteopenia or osteoporosis, or if your most recent bone density scan still showed more bone loss, go ahead and pause this episode and head over to BoneCoach.com to sign up for your free 7-day osteoporosis kickstart guide. That's going to give you everything you need step by step by step over the next 7 days to get on the path to improvement and stronger bones. You won't want to miss that. So pause this right now, head over to BoneCoach.com, and I'll be here as soon as you get back. Welcome to this episode of the Bone Coach Show. Joining us today to explore posture and its connection to our bone health is Dr. Krista Burns. Dr. Krista Burns is the founder of the American Posture Institute, author of the textbook, The Posture Principles, and TEDx speaker. Dr. Krista has 2 doctorate degrees and is leading the charge against postural decline as a doctor of chiropractic and a doctor of health administration. She's an adjunct professor at Everglades University teaching public health to master students. She's been featured on media, including ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox News Radio, and Global Women Magazine, and prestigious stages, including the World Congress of Neurology and Neurological Disorders, and the World Congress of Falls and Postural Stability. She was recognized as a top 100 doctor by the Global Summits Institute and is the host of the International Posture Symposium. Dr. Krista Burns, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Kevin. I appreciate you having me here. I know you have an amazing group of listeners listening in, ready to learn more. So thank you for the opportunity of speaking with all of the amazing audience in the Bone Coach community.
Thank you so much, Krista. And it's great to have you here. Tell us about your background and how you created the Posture Institute, which is pretty amazing.
Yeah, thank you. So my journey started when I was 3 years old. I was a little girl who had a dream of going to the Olympics, and I dedicated my life to skiing. I was a freestyle mogul skier, and I was on the path. I competed in junior national championships, national championships. I was actually featured on ESPN, Outdoor Life Network. I was featured in Ski Racing magazine as an up-and-coming Olympic hopeful for the United States. And so my whole life was dedicated to this one goal and one vision. Now, it was the morning of U.S. ski team selections when my whole life changed. So I'm standing at the top of the course for the run that's supposed to make my future. I'm supposed to go on and ski in World Cup and then continue to compete and go to the Olympics. And unfortunately, I never finished my run that day. That was my last competition. I suffered a spinal injury. And I remember getting to the bottom of the course, and I remember looking at my coach, just crying, thinking this, it wasn't supposed to happen. How did I end up here? How am I on the ground? How come I'm not, out skiing and competing? And unsure of the options that I had to help with my spinal injury or something so common as back pain, I followed his recommendation, which was to get injections in my spine under anesthesia. I was told that this was the conservative route and that I'd be skiing again soon. So I would fly and I would to a specialist. I would get injections in my spine under anesthesia for 8-week intervals in a row. And after these injections, not only could I not walk, not only could I not ski, but I could barely walk. I had visual bruising that lasted on my spine for 2 years after the injections. I lost sensation in my lumbar spine, and I watched my Olympic window literally pass me by. From that point forward, I became obsessed with this thing called back pain, realizing that if, you know, a young athlete who was so dedicated to the process of rehabilitation, if I couldn't overcome back pain, what were other people doing? I knew it was a common complaint and a common problem that people suffered from. So from that point forward, I became obsessed with natural solutions to back pain, and I dedicated my life to then becoming a posture expert, doctor of chiropractic, posture expert, doctor of health administration, and I founded the American Posture Institute so that no other person out there would be held back from the life of their dreams by something so common as back pain. And so I've been committed to that mission ever since. And I'm so honored to be able to share with your community today. And we're going to talk about some great posture tips so that you guys can all live the life of your dreams and not be held back by back pain, neck pain, or posture-related issues.
I love this. What an amazing story. And now you're helping so many people. Now, before we get into the specifics around posture, for the person who's listening to this that has back pain or that has any other kind of pain, you talked about injections that you were going to get. What is the typical path that the person is on right now or considering if they have that kind of pain?
So if you're suffering from chronic pain, what I want to encourage you to do, number one, is get your posture checked. You can always go down the road of doing more invasive therapies and treatments, but if you have postural distortion patterns, then, and you have all of that extra tension on your bones and your joints and your ligaments, that pain will continue to come back over time, even if you do something to mask the pain. So even if you were to do an injection or take a pill or do a surgery to mask the pain that you're currently experiencing, if you don't correct that underlying root cause, the postural distortion pattern or asymmetries within your body, that chronic pain will continue to come back and it will become more agonizing over time. And if you're experiencing any sort of osteoporosis or any sort of, change in your bone mineral density or any sort of, arthritis within your joints, it's going to get progressively worse over time. So I want to encourage you to take that natural solution of correcting your posture. We'll talk about some ways we can do that at home today.
Wonderful. And let's just outline for everybody, what is posture? Now, when most people hear that, they might sit up a little straighter because they know, okay, it has something to do with the way I'm sitting or maybe the way I'm standing. But could you walk through what is posture and tell us a little bit more about it?
Yeah. So posture is the structural framework of your body. And the purpose of the structural framework of your body is to protect the integrity of your internal organs. So when you're in a nice upright posture, you have the ability to have nice flow throughout your body and you have full movement so that you can have full range of motion while protecting the function of your internal organs. Now, it also is to inhibit the force of gravity. As human beings, what makes us different than animals is we observe and navigate within our world from an upright bipedal stance, meaning we stand on 2 feet. Now, we have these big, massive bodies that we balance over a very small base of support, which is our 2 feet. Instead of being forward in a quadruped like animals, we have an upright bipedal stance. What most people don't realize is that so much of our neurology, our brain function, is actually dedicated to keeping us upright. And when we become depressed, when we have less function, when we have lower brain function, we start to go down and forward, and we have more of a neurologically compromised posture. So the most intelligent posture within the animal kingdom is this upright bipedal stance that we have as human beings. And so our posture then allows us to stay upright against the ever-present force of gravity that's constantly pressing us down and forward. It allows us to balance upright within our environment, and it allows us to protect the integrity of our internal organs for optimal function of our body. So yes, when you heard the word posture, chances are you brought your shoulders back. You realized maybe you were slouching, looking down and forward. But now that you hear that word, I want you to know there's a little bit more to it than just pulling your shoulders back. But when you do have upright posture, it's going to help you function and have a better health and longevity and well-being.
Interesting that there's this connection also between posture and the way that you feel and your mood and depression and things like that too. I know, when I was in the Marines, there was always put your chest out, stand up straight, present yourself in that way. I know there is There is some research out there too, when you're going to go in for a speech or some kind of presentation, altering or adjusting your posture can help influence the outcome of that. Are you familiar with that? Like, what is the research behind that?
Yeah, that's actually called power postures. And what they found is that if you have an upright posture, especially when you're open and you have an upright posture just like this, imagine Superman or Superwoman standing in that stance. As you have this upright posture, it actually changes the neurochemistry in your brain. What that means is it inhibits cortisol output and stimulates more testosterone output. So you're inhibiting cortisol, which is associated with stress, with weight gain, with feeling unsure about yourself. And it stimulates testosterone, where you're more likely to take a chance. You're more likely to believe in yourself. And so you actually change the chemistry from your brain to your body, allowing you to be more powerful. And I'd love to share another research study with your audience that I think I found very profound regarding posture and mood. There was two groups of people that they studied. One group had slumped forward posture, and the other group had upright posture. And the only difference between the two groups of people was whether they were slumped down and forward or in an upright stance. And what they found, they were asked to recall memories about themselves and adjectives about themselves. The group in the slumped forward posture, 86% had something negative to say about themselves. They had what was called negative memory recall. And they thought, well, that's a really interesting statistic. Let's look at the other group. They looked at the group with upright posture, and 87% of them had something positive to say about themselves. They had positive memory recall. So that simple shift, literally millimeters, going from here to here can change the direction of your thoughts from being more negative to more positive. So you can change your neurochemistry to be more powerful, and you can instantly shift your mood from being negative into more positive. So there's so many benefits of proper posture, which is why I'm so excited to be sharing this today.
Think about the compound interest of that too. If you do this every day, or you make these, you just become more aware of it, and then you make these slight adjustments or corrections throughout the day as you maybe catch yourself slumping over a little bit. Think about the compound interest of how you'll feel and how you'll act and how you'll think about the potential of achieving an outcome that you're trying to achieve, even, which in our case would be building stronger bones, right? So wow, really, really powerful stuff. And maybe can we talk about what are the common postural faults? What are the things people are doing incorrectly?
Yeah. So I always say it's posture by design, not by circumstance. We have the ability to design beautiful, resilient, upright posture. If we're not intentional about our posture, like you just mentioned, those small shifts, then we become a product or a circumstance of our environment. And in our modern society, while human beings are designed to be dynamic and upright and move within our environment, we're desk bound. We spend so much time seated, sedentary, not moving, and outsourcing jobs that we used to do with our hands and interacting with people. We've outsourced them to our computers. Now, I'm not against technology, but I'm a huge pro advocate of designing your posture so that when you're engaging with technology, you're still staying healthy. Because if not, what's going to happen is, while every time we grab our smartphone and we look down in this posture to check a text message, that adds up to 60 pounds of pressure on your cervical spine, on your neck. 60 pounds of pressure every time you look down in this posture to check your text message. When you're on your computer, especially at the end of the day, like that 4 o'clock time, and you're just hunched forward looking down at your computer in this posture, and you haven't moved all day because you're seated in your desk bound. Now, it's really common that at the end of the day, you're going, oh gosh, I feel tired. I feel fatigued. I'm a little stressed out. You feel these knots in your shoulders. You're kind of massaging your neck going, gosh, I don't feel right. I can't concentrate. If you've ever experienced any of that, then you probably have a postural distortion pattern. And it's because of those common postural faults that we make within our environment. So number one is poor tech posture, looking down at our smartphones. Number two is poor tech posture while slouched forward on our computers. And number three is not enough physical activity, spending too much time in a sedentary seated posture. So we can change that, but it takes that mindful intention, because if not, we become a circumstance of our environment. And when it comes to bone health, we got to get everybody moving, and it takes more movement throughout the day. It's not just standing versus sitting. It's frequent changes in your posture that are going to make a huge difference with impacting your health overall.
Interesting. Really, really interesting. And I think this is important, not just for us as the individual listening to this too. I think it's important when you're listening to this for your kids and your grandkids also, if we're just plugging them into a tablet or a phone or a mobile device or something like that and plunking them down on the couch, think of the impact of that too. Because as they're developing, I'm sure there's maybe even some newer research out now on the effect that these devices are having on kids and that extra pressure being put on their neck as they're developing. Is there anything you want to share there?
Absolutely. And I'm so glad you mentioned that, because every time I speak with a mom or a grandma or a teacher about posture, they say, oh my gosh, what about the kids? Research study came out in 2019 showing that they actually have what the media called horns growing off the skulls of children. What that means is there's abnormal bony growths. They're coming off the skulls because we have so much aberrant pressure, meaning abnormal pressure from this forward head posture presentation. And so we're actually seeing a change in bony presentation because we've changed our posture. We're designed again to be upright. Proper posture is when your ears are aligned over your shoulders and your shoulders are back so that you don't have that increased C-shaped spinal curvature like this. That's called a postural hyperkyphosis. So when you see this, this is an indication of a postural fall or postural distortion pattern. Now, also alarming, the American Journal of Epidemiology and Public Health came out in 2021 showing that more than 70% of school-age children right now have moderate to severe forward head posture, meaning even more than 70% had forward head posture, but already moderate to severe. And so imagine the health consequences that these children will have. And what breaks my heart, but also keeps me going every day on this mission to serve more people through postural correction, is that these poor children are growing up where this has become their normal. If we look at previous generations, Kevin, we associated poor posture, this slumped forward posture, with old age, right? When you picture somebody who's 85 or 90, you probably picture them being slumped over. Maybe they're walking with a cane. That we used to associate that with the later part of our life, the last part of our lifespan. Now we're seeing it in children from the moment they can start walking. Now they have this slumped forward posture. And so we have no idea until we follow this group, this generation, of just how impactful poor posture throughout the lifespan is going to be for them. And so I'm on a mission to help people and, you know, educating people like all the moms who are listening to help get your kids in proper posture as well. Take care of yourself, but also take care of your kids so that they don't have to go through all that stress on their body, experiencing chronic pain throughout their lifetime.
Gosh, because think of the impact of that down the road on not just their confidence level, right? If they're starting from a slumped over posture, I would bet their confidence, the social interactions, those kinds of things are going to be affected too long term. And then also it could be setting the stage for chronic back pain or chronic other issues up and down their spine. So wow, that's really interesting. Let's talk about the connection between posture and osteoporosis now, because this is very relevant for our audience, mostly women 50 to 70 plus. We have people outside of that too, but mostly women 50 to 70 plus that have osteoporosis trying to build stronger bones. So what's the connection or correlation between posture and osteoporosis?
Yeah, I'm so glad you asked this question and this opportunity to learn more about that correlation. What we find is that when patients start to become more slumped forward, or when people, just like all of you that are listening in, when you start to become more slumped forward, this is more associated with what's called postural instability. Postural instability means that you have less ability to hold your body upright against gravity and you're more prone to falls. Now, when we go into this collapsed forward position, then this is going to have thinning of the spinal discs. So if you imagine each of the vertebrae within your back, right between those bones, you have a disc, and it's a spongy shock absorber. Now, when we have more pressure on those spinal discs, which is from poor posture, the more pressure on the discs, the thinner they become. This is why when you think of somebody in progressed age, they tend to look shorter, like they've lost height, because those discs have gotten smaller. As those discs get smaller, the bones are pressing on each other, and they're also pressing on the nerves. So this can directly impact the bone health, leading to more bony degeneration. As that degeneration continues, the person continues to get shorter and more slumped forward. When we become more slumped forward, we become more prone to those spinal fractures. And spinal fracture is directly associated with osteoporosis. Now, a really interesting research study came out in 2022. I have it here in front of me. And this was the key treatment guidelines for osteoporosis. And this came out of the United Kingdom. And they put together a whole consensus group of experts looking at the most important guidelines for treating osteoporosis. And a few of the things that they mentioned, number one was resistance and impact exercise to maximize bone strength. So I'm sure you talk about, you know, great exercises to improve bone mineral density and bone strength. Also to improve activities to improve strength and balance to reduce falls. So if you have upright posture, then you have better vestibular function, which allows you to have better equilibrium to prevent falls. What we see is that when people have poor posture, then they become more prone to osteoporosis, and then they're more likely to suffer from an injurious fall. Now, this third component of the consensus study showed that spinal extension exercise to improve posture and potentially reduce the risk of falls and vertebral fractures. So the call to action from this consensus is saying not only do we need to be more physically active to then improve the bony health, but we need to do extension exercises. And we'll talk about some extension exercises before we leave today, because I want to make sure that you know what those are. But if you think about it, to have proper posture, we need to have what's called flexor and extensor synergy. I'll say that again, flexor extensor synergy. So synergy among the front and the back part of our bodies. So we need to simultaneously resist gravity. If we go down and forward, then we're not resisting gravity. So we need to resist gravity. And then we need to strengthen our back muscles so that we can keep our body in this upright position, so that every time we sit down at our computer or check a text message, we don't go right back here. And so the guidelines are calling for more posture exercises to strengthen your back, to strengthen those extensor muscles, to keep the body upright, keep those shoulders back, so we don't collapse forward into that osteoporotic and postural hyperkyphotic position. I know I'm saying some big words there. Hyperkyphosis just means that C-shaped spinal curvature. We want to make sure that we're not going into that C-shaped spinal curvature. We have a nice upright bipedal posture.
Understood. And then let's talk about the exercises. What are the extensor exercises that are really, really helpful? I know some of the exercises that can be really helpful for osteoporosis and for bone health would be squats and deadlifts, obviously with proper form, proper body mechanics. That's really, really important. But I know that your back muscles can get worked during those exercises. So are those included in the extensor exercises you're going to talk about? And are there other ones too?
Yeah, definitely. So the ones that you're recommending, keep doing those for amazing strength and functional strength. You know, we need to have that nice function. I want to recommend a few other exercises that you can incorporate with your daily routine. The first one is going to be a neck retraction exercise. You guys can do it with me while we're performing it. So for a neck retraction, this is for anybody who has that forward head posture. This is when the ears go forward in relation to the shoulder. So from the side, it looks like this. Ears forward in relation to shoulder. You can check yourself at home if you have it. You can check your spouse. You can check your kids. Okay. Now, what you're going to do is you want to stand against the wall and flatten your spine. Now, I'm going to have my feet one step forward from the wall, but I'm going to flatten the rest of my spine against the wall. If you're not against a wall, no problem. You can do this seated in your car if you're listening while traveling, or seated at your desk. But what you're going to do is you're going to go forward with your neck, and then you're going to retract back and hold. And you're going to hold that position for 10 seconds. It's really important to have that isometric contraction where you retract back and hold. As you're holding, make sure you're breathing, that you don't hold your breath. But as you retract back and hold, you can feel the back part of your neck activating, the part that becomes weak when we go forward. Okay. So neck retractions, this is going to reverse that tech neck forward head posture presentation. So you want to perform 5 repetitions, holding each repetition for 10 seconds. That's really the key right there. The next exercise I want to recommend is called Posture Angels. So Posture Angels, you're going to have the same setup to get started. You're going to be flat against the wall. You flatten your back so that the back of your head is against the wall, the back of your shoulders, the back of your elbows, and then also this lower part of your back. It's very common to have a gap between your lower back and the wall. Just flatten that nice and straight. Start with your arms at 90 degrees, go up. And then from here, you're going to pull your arms down until you feel a nice contraction between your shoulder blades and hold. And you're going to hold that again for 10 seconds. And you feel a nice contraction, hold, 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 and then go up. Okay. And then perform that 5 times. Again, 5 repetitions, hold each exercise for 10 seconds. The purpose of a posture angel is to strengthen those extensor muscles that you can feel right between your 2 scapulae on your back. And what it's going to do when you strengthen those, it's going to keep your shoulders back and keep your back in a nice upright posture instead of going into this collapsed position. Okay, so we have neck retractions and we have posture angels, and I want to give you guys one more. Now, this last one is called Superman exercise. Now, just a caution, if you're experiencing acute low back pain, meaning that you're having a lot of pain in your low back, this isn't the best exercise for you right now. But in terms of overall strength, I love this for prevention of osteoporosis and for improving bone health. Okay, so if you're not experiencing, you know, a lot of low back pain right now, this is a great exercise for you. What you're going to do is you're going to lie face down on the mat, and then you're going to raise up like Superman or Superwoman. And what you're doing is you're perfectly reversing that C-shaped spinal curvature. So instead of going here where we have that increased C-shape, that hyperkyphosis, when I lie flat and I raise up and I lift my legs off the mat and I lift my head off the mat, keeping my eyes parallel with the horizon, I'm perfectly reversing that C-shape of the spine. And you'll feel a nice activation of those extensor muscles in your back to strengthen those. Now, depending upon where you are with your postural fitness, you want to go for as long as you can before you start to feel any sort of pain with this exercise. Ideally, hold for about 15 seconds, then working up to intervals of holding for 30 seconds. And when you're able to increase that time, you're going to feel an increased amount of postural strength. And that's going to be great for building the musculature to support the bones upright, so we have better position of the bones, and then we're not having that decline in the spinal discs between your bones, and we're preventing that degenerative disc disease and arthritis of the bone. So really, really important exercises. So keep doing everything that Kevin's recommending and all the other experts that come on this podcast. I know they're giving great diet recommendations, great exercise recommendations. Please do me a favor. Please do yourself a favor and just add these 3 exercises to your daily routine where you're doing the neck retractions, you're doing posture angels and doing Superman. And that's really going to help you keep that upright posture, because we know if you go down and forward in hyperkyphosis, that's associated with osteoporosis. And we want to help reverse that and prevent it for you.
Such great actionable advice, Krista. Thank you so much for sharing that. And for everybody that was listening on the podcast, you can see this at bonecoach.com on the episode with Dr. Krista Burns. And I want to make sure also we talk about the connection between, actually, let me ask one other question about the extensor exercises. Can you overextend?
Yes.
Okay.
You can it's much less common. So there, yes, you could, an outlier, you could overextend. And that third exercise, the Superman, if you're experiencing a lot of lower back pain, that's not your exercise for this exact moment. Because if you go into too much extension, you can put a little bit of pressure on that lumbar spine. But what we see so much more commonly is that people have that flexor posture where they're forward. And so by reversing it, they're not going into a hyperextension. They're going into the extension that they actually need. So it's reversing the flexion without going into a full hyperextension. So is it possible? Yeah, I mean, in a much less common scenario.
Wonderful. Any other reasons why it's important to improve our posture? I think it's pretty clear. The case is pretty clear now. We need to improve our posture. We need to have good posture. But from a lifespan perspective, quality, quantity of life, any other conditions that benefit from this, or if we don't take care of our posture, any other downsides that we're not aware of?
Well, if I haven't scared you enough to protect your posture, I have 2 more for you that I have to share. Now, what we found from the research is that when people have cognitive decline, which is a decline in brain function, we can see it with their posture. For example, if you were to look up a picture on the internet of somebody who had Parkinson's disease, what they look like is they have this posture where they're down and forward. If you look at the posture of somebody who has Alzheimer's disease, they go down and forward. And so we know that there's a direct correlation between the function of your brain and the position of your posture upright against gravity. In fact, research in the frontier of neuroscience has shown that if we see this posture, it's an early predictor for non-Alzheimer's specific dementia. So if you're walking with this posture, even worse, if you see it with your kids, please check your kids. This is a predictor for developing dementia earlier in life. So now we can see that direct correlation between bone health, between brain health, and between function of our body. Also, I have to share this one with you. This was a study that came out in 2005 showing a correlation between hyperkyphosis, the C-shaped spinal curvature, and early mortality. And this was specific for elderly people, that if they had the forward posture, that was more associated with early mortality. They reproduced this study in 2023, and they were able to reproduce it, that if you have forward posture, you're more inclined to have a vertebral fracture, you're more inclined to have osteoporosis, and it's taking years off your life. It's associated with all-cause mortality. So we've got to get all of our listeners into upright posture. Now, if you are listening right now, I want you to do yourself a favor. I want you to take a nice deep breath in. I want you to bring your shoulders back. And I want you to feel how good it feels to have proper posture. If you allow yourself to slump forward, okay, so permission to have bad posture for a second. Do this with me, Kevin. Now, from here, I want you to take a breath in. Just notice how that feels. Okay. Now I want you to sit up straight, retract your head back so your ears are lined over your shoulders, chest back, now chest forward. Now from here, I want you to take a full inhalation and exhalation. Do you feel like you're able to breathe deeper when you have proper posture? Able to bring more oxygen in? Now imagine if for years you've had this collapsed forward posture and you're not breathing enough and leading to hyperventilation. It's associated with a decline in brain function. It's associated with more stress output. And they're showing that it's associated with all-cause early mortality. So by changing your posture, and if you guys did this with us at home, you can feel the difference going from here to here. You can instantly function better by breathing better. And so you can feel it. You can feel better instantly with better posture. And you can also make that correlation of how your body instantly functions better with proper posture too. So again, I know those are some alarming research studies, but I got to tell you the truth, because we got to make sure that we don't become a circumstance of our environment, which keeps us down and forward in this slump forward posture position.
Even doing that exercise, going along with you, you know, we know how important it is to breathe through our nose, to fill that belly space first, and then the chest rising. But you can see when you're slumped over, filling that belly space is very hard, right? It really tightens things up. So as soon as you sit back with proper posture, that whole belly area is allowed to fill up, which is great. Any other posture tips that you have that you want to touch on before we let people know where they can find you?
Absolutely. So in addition to those three posture exercises, again, the neck retractions, the posture angels, and the Superman, I want to encourage you to make a couple changes to your workspace, some ergonomic essentials to help you have better posture throughout the day. Number one is to bring your devices up to eye level. So notice that I'm able to walk and move around right now, but I can still look directly at my computer screen. So I have a stand-capable desk, which allows me to move more within my environment without having to look down in order to do my work. So bring your devices up to eye level. Now, if you want to stay active in your workspace, but you don't want to go out tomorrow and buy a new expensive desk, that's okay. I'm sure you probably have an Amazon box lying around that you can put underneath your computer and bring it up to eye level. So bring it up to eye level so that you can work looking straight at your computer instead of down and forward. And when you're standing upright, taking breaks of sitting to stand with stand capability in your workspace, it allows you to move more throughout the day. And my last tip that I want to encourage you guys to do with me at home, if you don't mind doing it with me too, Kevin, is to take a posture break for 30 seconds every hour of your workday. So if you have an 8-hour workday, this is going to be a total of 4 minutes of your day. And here's what we're going to do. We're going to bring our arms out to the side with your palms facing forward. You're going to press your chest forward and drop your head back and hold for 30 seconds and just focus on nice deep inhalations and exhalations. Okay, hold. Taking a nice posture break. Good. And relax. Now, chances are, if you perform this, you feel more stretched out across the front of your body, the part that becomes hypertonic or becomes really rigid from leaning forward. So you feel nice and stretched out. And then you feel like you have better posture, like you can sit up straighter. And then there's a really cool correlation between your brain and your posture where you can focus better too. So then when you go back to your work, you can be more alert, more focused, and have better posture and maintain it. And if you feel yourself start to slouch, just set a posture reminder. use that technology for good that goes off each hour and reminds you to take 30 seconds to yourself to have better posture. So bring those devices up to eye level, have sit stand capability, and take a posture break for 30 seconds every hour of your workday.
Such good actionable information. And I actually have one other question for you about posture and sleep. Now, the way that we sleep, so, you know, for me, I sleep on my side. I've got a pillow in between my legs, and I am usually not curled up like in a ball, like a baby, but I try to keep my spine a little bit more neutral. What is the proper way for good posture? I know if people have pain and they're trying to navigate that, but like what's the ideal situation for posture while you sleep?
Yeah, great question. We actually spend a third of our lives in bed, so this is a perfect question. So we want to avoid sleeping on our stomach. If you sleep on your stomach, then you're going to be turning your head to one side or the other all night long, and that's going to create a lot of stress on your neck as well as your lower back. So you can sleep on your back or you can sleep on your side, like you mentioned. If you sleep on your back, that's considered the best for offloading the tissues associated with low back pain. And if you lay on your back, for a lot of people, that's uncomfortable. So to make it a little bit more comfortable, take a small pillow and place it underneath both knees so that you're able to have a slight bend in your knees while lying on your back. Now, also good is laying on your side, like you mentioned. I'm a side sleeper myself. Actually, for 27 years, I was a stomach sleeper. Then come to find out that was the worst position associated with my chronic pain, so I had to retrain myself. So yes, it is possible to retrain your sleeping pattern. But you want to lay on your side. You don't want a pillow. It's kind of like the Goldilocks pillow. Not too fluffy, but not too flat. We want to make sure that your neck stays neutral so you're not flexing or extending your neck throughout the night. Lay on your side, avoid that curling position, like curling up in a ball, and then also make sure that you put a little pillow, a small pillow between your legs to keep your pelvis or keep your hips in a nice aligned position. What can happen is that we twist during the middle of the night, and then we're actually putting a little bit more pressure on the lower back. So lay on your back, small pillow beneath the knees, and or lay on your side with another small pillow between the knees, keeping the hips stacked over each other. And when you're looking for a pillow, make sure that it's not too fluffy, but not too flat, able to keep your neck in a nice neutral position where you're not flexing or extending throughout the night.
Fantastic. Dr. Krista Burns, thank you so much, founder of the American Posture Institute. I want to let people know where can they find you and any resources that you want to share that we can link down to in the show notes.
Absolutely. So you can find us at theamericanpostureinstitute.com. And if you want to take a quiz to find out what your posture archetype is, go to posturearchetype.com. Posturearchetype.com. You can fill out a quiz and get your archetype and get some great information about how you can instantly improve your posture. So again, check us out. You can follow me on Instagram, Dr. Krista Burns, at americanpostureinstitute.com, or to take that quiz, posturearchetype.com. And again, Kevin, thank you for the opportunity of speaking with everybody who's tuning in to The Bone Coach. I know that you're all here because you want to have better health. You want to be proactive about staying fit and staying strong for the remainder of your life. And I encourage you and applaud you for taking action and joining this community.
Thank you so much. And for everybody listening, you can find all the resources, show notes, everything we mentioned here today over at bonecoach.com. We'll see you in the next episode.
Hope you found this episode of The Bone Coach Show helpful. You can find all the resources, show notes, everything mentioned over at bonecoach.com. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, be sure to share it with someone you love, a friend, family member, even a group of people. And also be sure to hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode that can help you improve your bones, your health, and your future. One last reminder, if you haven't done so already, head over to bonecoach.com. for more great resources to help you get on the path to stronger bones and an active future. I'm your Bone Coach, Kevin Ellis. I'll see you in the next episode.